Distorted View Daily proudly presents a YouTuber attempting to cover Whitney Houston's I Will Always Love You.
And yeah. Oh my god. I'm sorry, let me do it again. And
November 7th, 2017, coming up on the program today, my problem with Down syndrome children on YouTube, plus a Martian lives amongst us, beaten with a Pabst Blue Ribbon, and does Hillary Clinton have a lesbian pedophile sex tape floating around? Find out today on Distorted View!
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Mrs. Butterworth is twice as thick, and it's made with
horse urine.
Tim Henson back here with you for the Tuesday podcast. Got a good one for you. There's this weird thing that I've noticed that's happening online, and that is people want Down syndrome babies. It's the fad sweeping across Twitter. I swear to Christ, I wish someone would buy Twitter just to shut that fucking thing down. No good has come from Twitter. Just Donald Trump and women trying to get filled up with spoiled cum in the hopes of, you know, birthing a grapefruit. The media likes to go on and on and on about how awful Reddit and 4chan are. Turn your attention to Twitter. The real problem. Here are some recent tweets. Gabby tweeted, "I want a baby with Down syndrome," with a frowny face. I mean, that's the emoticon she used. It's not, she doesn't want a Down syndrome baby with a frowny face, although kind of comes with the package there. Michelle found a baby kitten at her school. I told her, if it's not Down syndrome, I don't want it. Those are the cutest. You know, we just can't be happy with anything. We always want more. More money. Bigger houses. Now, adorable puppies and kittens aren't enough. We need to up the cuteness factor. I will only accept a Down syndrome kitten. Devin tweets, "I want a Down syndrome baby. They're so cute." Now, I'm guessing this all started from parents who actually have Down syndrome children. They're the ones that say things like, "Every day is a blessing. Every day he surprises us." That's because the doctor said, there's a good chance the kid will never figure out how to walk on his own. You've given birth to a forehead with arms. I don't understand why they have to sell us on the Down syndrome baby. First of all, it's not like it's an option for most of us. You know what I mean? I guess it's just like justification. Yeah, we don't have a normal baby, but it's, you know, the Down syndrome baby is still pretty great. Hashtag blessed. Now, I'm not trying to be mean. Really? No. It just, you know, happens that way. I'm an awful human being. It gets worse. I'm sorry, freaks. I just don't like this idea of, you know, people wanting Down syndrome babies. I mean, if you want to adopt one, that's a good way to go. You shouldn't be trying to produce these things. That's like saying, you know who looks really cute? Children whose faces were disfigured in chemical burn accidents. I really want one of them chemically burned babies. They're so adorable. I mean, if I can't get one the natural way, maybe I'll, I don't know, slather my baby in sulfuric acid and see what happens. The real problem, as always, is the media. What happens is someone posts a video of their waterhead bopping to a Kelly Clarkson song. It gets, 5 million views on Facebook, and then the local news covers it. Because there's nothing else that's more pressing. All people see is this clip, this 30-second clip of an adorable big-headed baby, dancing. Of course you're going to want one. It's the other 23-plus hours in the day that's probably not so adorable. It takes 7 years for it to learn its own name. The baby has to be reminded to blink. Whatever, it's hard to take care. Again, I'm not trying to make fun. I applaud anyone who is stuck raising a Down syndrome baby. And I'm sure there are a few fleeting moments where you're like, oh, that baby's really cute. It's doing something funny. The rest of the time, though, you're in hell raising this thing till it's old enough to be sent to an assisted living facility. I don't know. I don't know what to do with those things. And I know I'm going to get angry emails because I keep referring to the babies as it and things, but I refer to all babies as its and things. They're all gross. Down syndrome babies just never grow out of the gross phase. You know what I mean? Don't believe me about the media? I've got clips. This is a Down syndrome child singing along to Whitney Houston. I mean, he's not so much singing as he is wailing. That's what he's doing. He's not singing. He doesn't know the words. This isn't to be applauded. I mean, it would be something if the Down syndrome kid learned all of the words and could sing the song really well. That's worthy of a news story, perhaps. But listen to this little boy.
Millions of people on Facebook are loving this boy's cover of Whitney Houston's I Have Nothing.
Millions of people will like anything on Facebook. I once saw a recipe for a peanut butter cup and sausage gravy chalupa recipe that got like 5 million likes. People are fucking animals. And not to go off on a tangent here, but what's really bothering me about this particular video is the way the reporter talks.
Millions of people.
Millions of people. Bless her heart, she's trying to sound like a reporter. Really pronouncing it, stretching out every syllable in that reporter voice. It's kind of like, you ever see a drunk person who's like aware they're drunk and trying to act like they're not? Yes, officer, I am aware I may have been driving over the speed limit and my car is dragging lawn furniture behind it.
Millions of people on Facebook are loving this boy's cover of Whitney Houston's I Have Nothing.
Everyone is enjoying the wailing sounds of this little boy as he sings along to Whitney Houston. Where the hell is this from? This isn't even the local. Oh, this is Inside Edition. It's like a step up from the local news, so this bitch thinks she's like hot shit. In her personal life, she talks like, I just got offered a job at Inside Edition. Yeah. 3-time Cindy Award winner. That's like the Emmys for syndicated television. It's a big deal. I'm pretty much like the star of Inside Edition. I even get my own changing cubicle. But the second the cameras are pointed at her, she's all business. I'm Kayla Montgomery. Today, viral videos of retarded children. Inside Edition is next. All right, I'm sorry.
Millions of people on Facebook are loving this boy's cover of Whitney Houston's I Have Nothing.
That's when the boy pulled out a gun and shot 7. Like, come on, there's got to be a news angle to this, right? Something's got to go wrong.
9-year-old Dane Miller has Down syndrome.
Yeah.
He also loves music. His mom says he fell in love with the song
after he tried to eat a compact disc. She really is like the female news equivalent to the virtual rape reporter.
Documentary about the singer last month, and he's been belting out his own passionate version whenever he's in the car.
It's hard to even hear him. He's not really singing. Inside Edition isn't the only ones. There's tons of these. Like local news. This is the wake-up show. I'm not sure what market this is in.
Hot Clicks, we're talking about a video that's trending this morning about a 12-year-old girl with Down syndrome, and she's released a video of her singing John Legend's All of Me.
All right, let's see how she does. They brought her in studio, and they have a guy playing piano and everything. Like, she must be amazing. No.
Because me loves all of you.
All right. You're going to say, Tim, you're a monster. Let these Down syndrome kids have a little bit of happiness in their life. I'm not trying to take that away from them. But is this news, right? Does the Down syndrome kid need to have a fucking orchestra behind them? Or, you know, performing live on TV? Press play on an instrumental tape and, you know, line up stuffed animals in a room and say, hey, look, you have an audience. They would be just as happy performing
love
for them.
Your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your
Is that a family member yelling at her in the background? What the hell is that?
Perfections. Give your
Fuck
your
you!
Perfect imperfections.
I think someone's yelling fuck you to this poor kid. Actually, let me hear that again.
Perfect imperfections.
Oh, yeah. I'd recognize that voice anywhere.
Oh, yeah. Oh, oh, God, no. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, 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 God,
yeah, it kind of sounds like the old Bill woman. The other problem with the media publicizing and exploiting these Down syndrome kids is that regular parents of Down syndrome children see this and they think, oh my God, my Down syndrome kid can sing just as well as this one. Why isn't he or she on TV? Get the camera! We're making a YouTube video! And oh my God, is YouTube filled with videos of Down syndrome children singing. Here's just a few. This is Lil Kayla singing Baby by Justin Bieber.
Baby, baby, oh, baby, oh,
isn't
baby,
she adorable?
Oh, baby, 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 oh, la la la, my,
those are not words. Enough of you, Kayla. Your 15 seconds of fame is up. You really fucked up this audition. Yes, this is the first installment of Down Syndrome Idol. Next up singing Katy Perry is Lil Aiden. And look at this, right here in the description. Aiden loves Katy Perry. He hopes he gets on Ellen. Everyone wants to be a star. Go ahead, Lil Aiden.
He has a six-pack.
Oh, the whole family's talking. They're having dinner while Aiden is in the other room singing. There he is. Laughing at Aiden. Shut the fuck up. Let me fast forward because I think we get Aiden by himself here. Oh. I don't like this. The background music is too loud. Can't understand him. All I get is Katy Perry. This is a Down syndrome teen singing Uptown Funk. Sorry.
This is the ice cream myself. I ain't a white girl. This but the hood. And she back up, please.
I think she knows the words.
Wally, living on the city. I
Moving on, we got Lance next. His name is Charles, but his name is Lance. He's wearing a Trump Nation shirt. Trump! Whenever I hear that, like someone going, Trump, they kind of sound like they have Down syndrome. All right, Down syndrome is going to sing the national anthem, of course.
Okay.
Oh, say can you see by the daughter?
Who the fuck is trying to steal the spotlight from Lance? Some woman in the background, yeah? Oh, in the twilight. Like, pipe down, lady. This is Lance's time to shine. And if you're singing along because Lance doesn't know the words, I'm sorry, he's gonna have to be disqualified. Alright, God bless America. Alright, two more short ones here. This is Katie singing Shake It Off, by the way. She says in her description, and you know this was written by her mom. Hello, Smiley. My name is Katie. I was born with Down syndrome. It's a gift. I hope you saved the receipt, because this is one gift you might want to return. Okay, we get it. Down syndrome children cannot sing. One more, though, because, you know, it is officially the Christmas season. Starbucks is selling their Christmas drinks. That is now the official start to the Christmas season, right? So here we go. This is Carmen singing Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Say Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Yes, freaks, this is in English. All right, let's move on.
He knows when you're awake.
Okay, all right. Enough Down syndrome music for one day. I've got just a couple other real short clips, and then we will get into the news. I've been saying this for a while. You may not have heard me, but I've been saying it. Believe me. We need a female equivalent to Alex Jones. Okay, I've never once uttered those words, but I've been thinking it. We need a wacky bitch saying all sorts of crazy stuff. And I know what you're saying. You're saying, Tim, we've got Ann Coulter. But she's just like a Republican woman. You know what I mean? I mean, she says some crazy stuff, but Alex Jones is more than just a Republican. He believes in lizard people. He thinks Obama smells sulfuric or something. You know, because he's from hell or whatever. You know, just really nutty conspiracy things. I may have found a woman.
There is a Hillary Clinton sex tape that exists. But guess what? It's not fake. Okay?
Not fake like the Trump pee-pee tape. Do you really think there's a Hillary Clinton sex tape? I don't think the bitch has gotten naked in the last 40 years. I think she showers with her clothes on.
Hillary Clinton sex tape that exists. But guess what? It's not fake. Okay? So on Anthony Weiner's computer, there was a file that was titled Life Insurance. And in this file...
Obviously, that's where he hides all of his Hillary Clinton porn. I mean, that's a guy thing to do, right? Yeah, I'll stash all my porn in my, you know, my tax folder.
There was a file that was titled Life Insurance. And in this file, there are videos, allegedly, sex videos, including a sex video of Hillary Clinton, allegedly with Uma Abedin. And an underage girl.
Diking at... Oh, there we go. There's the pedophile. I was waiting for the pedophile angle. I wonder what Hillary Clinton was doing. All right, there's three women. I bet you she was eating out Uma. Uma. And then the underage girl. And maybe, like, Hillary was fingering the underage girl. Maybe there's some more details here.
and an underage girl, guess, believe it or not.
I like, what is this woman's name? Liz? Her name is Liz Crockin. Crock of shit. At the beginning, she's like, there is a Hillary Clinton sex tape, and it's not fake. But how many times has she said allegedly since then? Like 50? So this is something you read online, probably from Alex Jones's website.
Allegedly with Uma Abedin and an underage girl, guess, believe it or not, women can be pedophiles too. And there's also...
there's a quote.
So many videos implicating so many powerful politicians involved in pedophilia, and the videos were so graphic and horrific that multiple sources said that when NYPD got this laptop and reviewed these files, it
was... Oh, so authorities have seen this. They've watched Hillary Clinton fuck or finger or use a strap-on on an underage girl, and they did nothing.
And reviewed these files.
Since?
It was so horrific that it made grown men cry.
So naturally, they just said, let's pretend we never saw this.
Okay. Grown men cry. So NYPD has these files. So does the FBI. And from what I'm hearing, my sources are saying that WikiLeaks has the files as well.
No, if WikiLeaks had the files, they would be out.
Files,
they hate Hillary Clinton.
I believe will be released. It's only a matter of time. Cool. NYPD officers have threatened to release them on their own if the FBI doesn't do the right thing.
Wait a second. The NYPD is saying, we will release these to the public. We will release child porn out into the wild. Does anyone believe this?
If the good
that's a dumb question.
People in the Justice Department do the right thing. And Julian Assange has been taunting Hillary Clinton very actively on Twitter, and he released a key that most likely is a key to another data dump, which could possibly include this life insurance file that was on Anthony Weiner's laptop.
When I look at Hillary Clinton, I see an old horny broad that just can't get enough snatch. You can see it in her eyes. She's salivating from her pussy. Big old wet spot in her pantsuit. Every time she visits an underprivileged school, I go for the little Negro girls. It's cheap to pay them off. You know what I mean? The parents are willing to take a couple $100 and I get that little girl's virginity.
Let me tell you, no one will be able to deny that Pizzagate isn't real.
All right, there you go. That's Liz Crockin. She sounds pretty nutty. But I mean, Alex Jones is still king. He's pretty fired up about that Texas shooter.
He just knows how to act like a little devil worshiper pedophile. He knows how to what?
I think maybe he was a pedophile, though. I think Alex Jones might be right there. Didn't he have like child porn on his computer or something? Or was it sex offender? I don't know.
Pedophile! He knows how to waddle into a church and kill a bunch of men, women, and children. He's a real tough guy. Well, you know what, you little bastard? You're dead now. You got your permission from Antifa and the media to go out. Yeah, your mother-in-law's there, and they're a bunch of Christians, and you hate them, and you're a big leftist Antifa. And you know what?
The only person talking about Antifa is Alex Jones.
You'll kill two.
You never see Antifa anywhere. I mean, occasionally at protests and stuff.
Birds with one stone. You've got permission to be a sack of crap. You're going to go in there and kill a bunch of people, but oh, did you drop your gun and run once you got shot in the leg and the stomach, pee-peeing on yourself? They reported going, mommy, 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 mommy.
He has the papers. He said, allegedly, this is what I heard. When he was shot, he pissed himself and screamed for his mommy.
Oh, did you drop your gun and run once you got shot in the leg and the stomach, pee-peeing on yourself? They reported going, mommy, mommy,
reportedly.
Mommy, mommy, mommy.
Who reported that?
When he bled out on the side of the highway, you little coward.
God, I do love me some Alex Jones. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Sideshow Freaks are getting three exclusive programs this week. Yesterday, we did about, 45 minutes. Tomorrow, we'll be doing another full-length episode of DV just for Sideshow Freaks. And again, on Friday, sign up so you don't miss a thing. Superfreaksideshow.com when you do. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. I've been at this since December 2004. I've got to be one of the longest running daily podcasts, comedy podcasts. I mean, come on, we can keep narrowing the criteria down until I'm like number one. Yes, I'm the longest running daily comedy podcast with a male host broadcasting from Ohio. Okay, there. Number one, DV. Yay! Sign up now. Get full access to the entire archive of programs, plus every week we do exclusive shows. Occasionally, we'll do videos and mini programs, that sort of thing. Check it out. SuperFreakSideShow.com works with most, not all, but most podcast apps, like the Apple Podcast app, Cast Now. I don't know all the names of these podcast apps. What's that one that someone was just telling me about? Cast Pro? Procast? ProPod? I don't know. Again, SuperFreakSideShow.com. Membership's very inexpensive. $6.99 a month. Even less when you opt for a quarterly, semi-annual, yearly, or lifetime membership. This is what I do for a living. So thank you to all of my Sideshow members for your continued support. Okay, three quick stories now. First up, a woman who accessed her husband's phone using his own fingerprint, and he must have been passed out, right? Sleeping on the plane, right? So she took his finger, unlocked his phone, and that's when she found out he was cheating on her. Yeah, this sort of caused a mid-flight emergency. The Qatar Airways flight they were traveling on was forced to make an emergency landing in India after she started to repeatedly hit her husband following the discovery. The Iranian woman managed to unlock her partner's smartphone by pressing it against his hand while he slept, as I suspected. It's a ballsy move for an Iranian woman. I think there are laws prohibiting women from doing just about everything. It is forbidden for you to use your man's finger when he is not conscious. I'm sure that's written in some ancient text. For her punishment, she's going to lose both of her hands. She's not going to have any fingers. No way she'll be lifting up another smartphone. And while we're cutting things off, hike up that tablecloth you're wearing. See if you still have a clit. Not for long. All right, we'll mutilate that while we're at it. Kill two birds with one stone. All right, flight attendants tried to intervene, but were unable to calm her down. Probably sounded like an angry chicken up in that plane. All right, I don't even know much about Iran. Is that what they do there? Do they wear the thing and treat women poorly? I mean, it's the Middle East. Odds are in my favor there. All right, the couple, along with their child, were removed from the plane, which then completed its journey from Doha to Bali. The family spent the day at the airport. No police action was taken. Oh, she got beat the fuck up when she got home. I'm sure the husband then left for a few days. I'll come back when your bruises have healed. Until then, I'm going to fuck my whore. Bye. All right, second story we have for you today. Oh, this one just happens to come from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Praise Jesus. Give me a hallelujah. Dad, I hold my Florida. This our most fucked up state. Jeff and him in it.
Florida is our most fucked up state. Praise be to the Lord.
Yeah, the story comes from Gainesville, Florida. A Florida woman is accused of using a 12-pack of Pabst Blue Ribbon as a weapon. Interesting. My dad used Pabst Blue Ribbon as a coping mechanism. That product is so versatile. No, this really did make me think of my father. He loved Pabst Blue Ribbon before it was popular with the hipsters. Back when it was just, you know, generic piss water. My dad would drink just the worst brands of beer. He had no taste. You know, like, my dad loved beer, but he wasn't into, like, craft beers, artisan beers, flavorful beers. He was into the cheap stuff. I guess because his goal was just to get drunk. No, he was a functional alcoholic. No, he would drink, like, Pabst Blue Ribbon. I remember Genesee, right? Does anyone else remember? I don't even think they still sell that. Just, like, ancient brands that are, that, you know, no one was buying, so it was very, very cheap. Same with cigarettes. Love the idea of cigarettes, you know, getting that nicotine into his system. Didn't mind if the cigarettes tasted like shit. You know, like, the more expensive cigarettes obviously taste a little better, It was a fair trade-off, though, for my dad to save a few dollars. He was willing to suffer. So while, you know, the highfalutin business tycoons and elites in Ashtabula would be smoking their Marlboros or Camels or whatever, my dad would be smoking Jacks or Basics. Oh my god, I can't believe I just remembered that. Do they still sell Basic cigarettes? Like, that's the most generic name ever. There was a Basic cigarettes. I remember my dad had, like, shirts, like t-shirts. He would smoke so much of those. I get, when was Basic? It says, Basic is still a brand. It's manufactured by Philip Morris. As of 2005, Basic is the fourth most popular cigarette brand in the U.S., following Marlboro, Newport, and Camels. I guess maybe my dad was living the high life, living the good life with Basic cigarettes. This is why I had to pay for college myself. He was buying these expensive Basic cigarettes. All right, where are we at here? Do we even start this story? Casey Lynn Wiley, 27, was being removed from the Gainesville, Florida nightclub 8 seconds by a bouncer when she allegedly struck him with a case of beer. She was probably being kicked out because you're not allowed to bring cases of beer into nightclubs. They typically want you to buy the alcohol there. That's their whole business model. I mean, everyone kind of, you know, like sneaks in candy to the movie theater because movie theater candy is super expensive. It's easy to conceal, though. And I can understand, oh, maybe you'll sneak a flask into a nightclub, but you can't bring an entire case of beer in there with you. Wiley was being removed from the club because she refused to leave after the country music nightclub closed after 3 a.m. They were done. Everyone was leaving. They were getting ready to turn off the lights, and she refused to go. Authorities handcuffed her, but how did she get the case of beer? Sounds like she was there all night. Maybe she, like, purchased it at the nightclub. I didn't know you could do that. All right, authorities handcuffed her, but she tried to escape while police conducted an investigation. She also refused to give her name or date of birth and was violent towards the officers. Well, she had that weapon with her, those aluminum can grenades. Wiley eventually gave authorities the information they needed before aggressively stepping towards an officer. You aggressively step. The bouncer did not wish to press charges, though. Wiley was arrested, charged with disorderly conduct, and taken to the county jail. And finally today, freaks, Russia is in the news again. This time, a man who was able to speak within months of being born and who could read and write by the age of 2 claims that he's a Martian. Oh, that explains it. Who was reborn on Earth. Boriska Kiprianovic, or some close approximation to that, 21, claims he lived on Mars in a previous life until there was a war, which apparently wiped out all life on the planet in the distant past. I'm pretty sure this is the plot to that John Carter movie, you know, John Carter of Mars. I'm talking to a goddamn fruitcake here. The news will just cover anyone. His parents claim that he has spoken about alien civilization since he was a young boy, despite them never teaching him about the matter. Coincidence? Scotia, Nebraska. A mother doing dishwashes suddenly feels severe pain in her arm. Meanwhile, 1,000 miles away, her daughter was in a tragic car accident and her arm had to be amputated. Was that a coincidence? I don't know. Read about it in Time Life's Mysteries of the Unknown. Maybe he read those books. That's where he came up with this stuff. All right. He claimed that he had visited Earth while working as a pilot on Mars, and that they had close connections to the ancient Egyptians. In fact, he's made a prediction that life on Earth is going to change significantly when the Great Sphinx of Giza is unlocked. It can be unlocked. I didn't even know there was a locking mechanism. Apparently, there's a mechanism behind the Sphinx's ear. I have a hard time believing no one's looked behind the Sphinx's ear. But okay, hey, researchers, double check that area. I wonder how life is going to change. What the Sphinx is going to do. He lives in Volgograd, Russia. Beautiful place. After being reborn on Earth and first made his unfound and unproven claims several years ago. However, he's continued to mystify people and cause great curiosity among conspiracy theorists and UFO hunters. Giving an insight into Martian life, he said that people from Mars stop aging at the age of 35 and they're immortal. Speaking about the great Martian nuclear war, he said, quote, "No, I have no fear of death, for we live eternally. There was a catastrophe on Mars when I lived. People like us still live there. There was a nuclear war between them. Everything burnt down. Only some of them survived. They built shelters and created new weapons." He added that they grow to about 7 feet tall, can breathe carbon dioxide. Yeah. Great. Quit bragging. I ate some boron last night. Top that. All right. He added that they grow to about 7 feet tall, they can breathe carbon dioxide, and they still live on Mars, but they're now underground. I also read that somewhere, like a plot of the movie. Like, yeah, there are still Martians, but they live underground. What movie was that? He's getting all of his information from IMDb, I'm pretty sure. That's where he's conducting all of his research. His mom believes she knows that he was special from the age of just a couple of weeks when he was able to hold his own head up unassisted. She also said that he was able to read newspaper headlines by the age of one, could draw at two, and by 2.5, he could paint. Someone climb the Sphinx and tug on its ear or whatever. His mom said no one has ever taught him. Sometimes he would sit in a lotus position and start telling us detailed facts about Mars. And also planetary systems and other civilizations, which really puzzled us. Yeah, the stuff he's saying is a little peculiar. Did you ever think in those 21 years he's been alive and spewing nonsense, did you ever have him tested? He's doing lots of weird stuff. You might want to check to see if his noggin is bruised. Got a little touch of the brain rot or whatever. I mean, if he's from Mars, shouldn't his innards be different, right? Have like three hearts or something? I don't know. All right, there you go, that, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Love to hear from you, freaks. 206-666-4463. That's our voicemail line. Of course, we've got that Patreon line, a special phone number just for patrons. Pledge a few dollars over there at patreon.com/distortedview, and I will play your calls first.
Doo-doo-boo. Tony Prolapse. You were talking on Monday about how the dude who, the median, who basically fucking sweet corned himself, put himself in a fucking pot and boiled.
Yeah, yesterday on the program we did a news story about a psychic who boiled himself, basically, trying to prove that he was psychic, and I guess he failed miserably at that.
Put himself in a fucking pot and boiled. Anyway, I had a teacher in high school who we could fucking get her to go off at 80. Any tangent, and one day she went off about psychics,
yeah,
and how they're all bullshit, and how people just go into them and they give them hints, like, oh, I'm talking to your uncle, Uncle Larry, yes, Uncle Larry, and you know, they just kind of pump you for info, and, you know, she basically went to one and didn't give him any info, and she said it was total bullshit, watched a documentary about it, and I'm like, oh, and then she went off on a tangent on how, like, fucking, you know, God really isn't real. I was like, Jesus Christ. And
damn, that's some heavy stuff for high school kids.
God really isn't real. I was like,
you couldn't get away with that today, right? Like, parents would be in an uproar. One of these fucking asshole kids would run to their mom and be like, our teacher today said God doesn't exist. Oh, the school board meetings that they would be having.
God really isn't real. I was like, Jesus Christ. And
she's
fucking teaching my high school science class. How fucked is that? So, yeah. Yeah. Public school, that's finest. Learned a lot. And now look where I'm at. I'm here listening to your shit.
Yeah.
Also, I don't talk to my neighbors either. I don't know their names. I know the old people across the street and the lesbians that moved in two houses down. And that's about it.
Yeah. And that's how you know them, right? You know them as the lesbians. You don't know their names.
Most of them, we all keep to ourselves.
You know, and I'm very friendly when people approach me. Like, if they need something, like, this is an old couple that lives down the street was like, eh, we're old and we have brittle bones. Can you help us move a dishwasher? And we're like, okay, we'll do it. And then she baked us cookies, and I didn't eat the cookies because I don't like eating food from strange people. So I let that food fucking rot, and I threw it in the trash can, and I gave back the plates to him, and I'm like, it was delicious. And then she said, like, which flavor was your favorite? And I didn't even know there were multiple flavors. I didn't know what kind of cookies she was giving. So I was like, the one with nuts was good. It's like, nuts? And I meant, raisins. I get those words confused sometimes, nuts and raisins. And she's like, oh, yeah, I love raisins. And I'm like, you would, you fucking old bitch. Who the fuck likes raisins except for old people? Nature's chocolate chip, my asshole. You're going to make cookies? Just use chocolate chips. Come on, people. All right, I'm sorry. What? Were you done with that voicemail? I don't know what the hell he was talking about. A couple more here. That was a patron call, by the way, in case you were wondering. No one was.
Wow, don't get AIDS, pervert. That's actually pretty good advice. Thanks, Tim. Anyways, just a quick check for you. I'm listening to the 915 show when you're talking about our fabulous friend BasilMarceau.com.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Basil.
You said you're being late to the party. Tim, you really do have the mental capacity of a dead AIDS patient.
Let me guess, we featured him back in 2010.
You played him like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Not even joking.
Jesus Christ, I can't remember. You know, I do a show every day. That's thousands of shows. Do you remember? Every little fucking... Do you know what you did on April 17th, 2009? What were you doing? What were you talking about that day? Huh? What was going through your head that day? Well, the same fucking thing applies to me. I don't know what the hell. I'm sorry. Good grief. 10 years ago. I can understand when you're like, Tim, you played that last week. What the hell is wrong with you? Your mind is turning to mush. But like, 10 years, you gotta cut me some slack here.
Go back in the archives, look at like 2009, 2010 shows. He was featured.
Okay.
And you
okay.
made just-
All right, I'm sorry. Get off my junk already, asshole. All right, thank you. All right, one more call here.
Timmy Boo, what it do? Jagu, my friend, it is old time listener Dick Girl Guy here. I just started tuning into the show again after taking whatever, I think, like a 3-year long break.
What?
I wasn't listening.
How could you do that to me?
Because my iPod died and then I couldn't find a good way to listen to your show on the go.
All right. You could have called me. I could have fronted you some money for an iPod.
I kind of fell out of love.
I'm hard up for listeners.
With you, my buddy. And I just started listening again and I realized that I was a fucking idiot forever not listening to your show. It's fucking hilarious.
Thank you.
I was just watching, I think, one of the first Wednesdays of September, and I just fucking died laughing when you were talking about a news story about a gay couple losing their minds, and just all of a sudden I hear, homosexual! And I just lost it in the car. It was so funny.
Yeah. Who is that guy that screams, homosexual? Is that Kearney Thomas?
I appreciate your work. I'm going to keep listening.
He's the one that screams,
and I hope I never stop. Take it easy, Kim.
All right. Thank you to all of my callers. Keep those calls coming, by the way. Like I was telling Sideshow Freaks, I'm running low, believe it or not. Actually, well, I'm kind of like a month behind still. But like, we didn't get a lot of calls in October, so I should be caught up pretty soon. If you want to hear your call on the show, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666. Oh, God. Oh, God.
He just knows how to act like a little devil worshiper pedophile.
Also, don't forget, you can email me, show@distortedview.com. Send along any funny piece of audio, video, news stories, that type of thing. Rate us and review us on iTunes and Stitcher Radio and Google Play. If you're Sideshow members, I will see you back tomorrow. Otherwise, I will be back on Thursday. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Suburbs, I take the checks and face the facts. Some producer with computers fixes all the shitty tracks these days. Yeah, yeah, I'm rocking the suburbs. Yeah, yeah, I'm rocking the suburbs.
Shout out to Timmy Boo Henson. Timmy Boo, y'all nigga for show, G. Timmy Boo, what do you do? Timmy Boo, what's up, boo?